You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As a kid, we just wanna be cool, did school, hop on the fence, my mother worried about rent, had an older cousin who inspired me, first job, rock up late, and now they wanting to find me, God was behind me, the devil was in front of my eyes, never let a fuck up my style, we too stubborn, kept it running like the cold water, fucking up these rappers at the party, you know, or do we run them out, looking to the eyes of my dying grandmother, laying in the bed next to my grandfather, couldn't comprehend the disease she had, but the belief she had, goddamn, even Jesus said, gotta admit I hit a lick, for the fun of it, too young to give one shit, I'm living troublesome. Got arrested 6 times 1 year. Went to 7 funerals, didn't shed one tear. Damn, trying to find the light, suffocated by darkness. Gotta keep a G, hear the keys to the starship. Never understand all the hardship that you go through. I'm just an artist, feeling like Goku, running them up, giving the fuck the way I'm running it up. Bitch, I'm a target. If you got the weed, better spark it. Better yet, got the whip, better park it. Up at our favorite food joint, we eating. Life ain't perfect, still happy we breathing. Been on my saddle, I'm trying to battle these demons. Follow my shadow, ain't nothing mellow than me, man. Set it straight, meditate, damn fuck. Drink liquor, take drugs, feel like shit when you wake up. Life's still a bitch, like a paper cut. Still trying to spread love, get the paper up.
Enough to go round. We can all be royalty. We can all be crowned.
You need to know that you're enough.
We can have it all. We can be glorious, like Tupac and Notorious. Didn't change a million since way back when things were much more personal. Now they want 7 figures with the decimal. Fuck them all. Wish we were connected, like back in those days. But we keep holding them close, holding them close, holding them close.
What a tune that is. Mellow Downs with the beautiful voices of the Avondale Intermediate Choir and Troy Kingy on the track That Love. Hey Mellow, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to see you. It feels like it's been
a hot minute.
It has been a hot minute, yeah. But it's a very exciting time to be catching up because you've got a very special Avondale Hard show happening this weekend.
Yeah. I think it's only right because, you know, I'm from Avondale, to take it back to where it all started.
Hard
at
out.
The Hollywood Theatre. So yeah, it's going to be a vibe this weekend.
It certainly is. I want to know how the choir got involved because I love that song. It's just so moving and just a really mellow, gorgeous way to see that album through.
I appreciate that. Well, I went to Avondale Intermediate, so I was part of the choir when I attended school. So like, I was just thinking like it had a kind of, that song had a gospel vibe, and
yeah,
I was just like, man, I want a choir on this. And the first thing that came to my mind was I should hit up the sis that she actually is the teacher for the choir, and I hit her up and we organized it, and then I took my engineer and like our recording equipment to the class.
Oh, cool.
And we recorded the choir at school in the same, in this very same room that I was in the choir.
Oh, that's so,
it was
so
like,
cool.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's kind of one of those like full circle moments.
Yeah. The kids must have been stoked as well. That'd be the best day at school ever. Have Mellow Downs in a recording studio show up.
And it's cool because it was part of the curriculum, like technically. So, because it was during school. But one funny thing is like we recorded that song back in like 2020.
Yeah, feels like 100 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So like the kids that are on that recording are probably in high school now.
Yeah.
And so some of their siblings are like and are gonna perform with me, but they never recorded the song originally.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean,
because
they were like year 7, year 8. Now they're like what 9, 10 or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's cool to have like
that's really
a
nice
new version of the choir sing the song. So yeah, it's a vibe.
So is the choir maybe gonna pop up on stage with you this weekend?
Yeah, they're gonna have an appearance. So it's gonna be cool, gonna be wholesome.
That is gonna be so wholesome. Speaking of wholesome, you're so good at really making sure your community comes with you wherever you go, Mellow. And I think that's something that anybody who likes your music respects about your process as well, is that you're really genuine in your community intentions.
Appreciate that.
You've got so many friends collected together on this album. I mean, it's called Lone Wolf, but there's a lot of community
it's not
in that
lonely
space.
On the album. Yeah, for sure. I got Troy Kingy, of course. I'm gonna try and get him on every project that I do, like even if it's just guitar or like he's just got so much to contribute musically, not even just with his voice but just with his ideas and just with his like presence, which is real cool. Bailey Wiley has a little bit of a, I didn't like feature her, but she's like got a little part in some of the music throughout the album. Bootsy Collins.
Yeah, sorry, just casually, good mate. Bootsy Collins,
that guy's my idol. It was so cool to be able to reach out to him, and we jumped on a FaceTime and chopped it up, and man, I was just like, I was pretty much just asking him about, you know, James Brown and like what it was like growing up playing bass for him and stuff like that. So it was real cool to just be like a fly, not even a fly on the wall, but just listen to his like experiences and his life experience. Yeah.
How did that even come about? How did you connect with Bootsy Collins?
Well, like it started like 4 years ago. I did this like interview with Converse, and it was just like about style and like aesthetic and stuff. And so I think I mentioned like, oh, Bootsy Collins, like I love how he dresses and how he's so unapologetic and that. And he reposted the interview like back then. So
cool.
It wasn't like we had a connection, but I think when I messaged him, he was like, oh, that's that guy kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I messaged him with the song and he hit me back straight away. And then we got on a FaceTime. This was during lockdown, like start of 2021, I think, or like, just before that. It was cool to be able to just build in with him, and I just sent him like a reference of like what I wanted, like, oh, it would be cool if he could just like jump all over the song with and just like talk your shit. So it was dope.
Oh, that's so sick. And I mean, that's one of the weird silver linings that came out of the pandemic, is I feel like so many people were like, oh, you know what, I'm at home, I might as well just see if this person that I've always admired is able to link up on something. And people were all at home, so there were all these connections happening that maybe people wouldn't have had time for, or like
exactly
the sort of online space for, maybe as well, which is pretty
And he's like a legend, like one of the godfathers of funk music. So for him to jump on my album and my record and just like co-sign me is a real big thing. Like, got his number stored on my phone.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's buzzy. Like, it's weird. He's texted me a couple of times out of nowhere. So I'm just like, wow, that's crazy.
That's so good. That's definitely swerved into friend territory then, when you've got Bootsy Collins
Uncle
just
Bootsy,
hitting you up.
Yeah
totally.
Sure.
It's a really incredible album. We were talking about this off air before. You are quite a lone wolf when you're working, solitary writing process.
Sure.
So then it must be important for you to bring that community back in afterwards.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Most definitely. Like, I feel like me as a creator, like I get stuck in my own thoughts and my own head, and I'm just like alone, like making my music, and I'm quite comfortable with that. But then it's almost like I'm like, man, I need people to hear this, other people outside of myself, so I know if I'm going in the right direction. So that's when I heard up my friends like Troy Kingy, even Smokey Got Beats, and like I just kind of like, we just bounce ideas and stuff like that. Like with the Troy Kingy joint, he didn't even know what to sing about, so we were just like, oh, you should say this or this, and we just kind of co-wrote it together until we came out with, or he came out with something, and I was just like, damn, that's crazy.
That's so nice. It's such an important thing to be able to hear what other people are hearing in your sound as well.
Yeah. And it's cool to be able to, like, for them to put their touch on my music, like, so it kind of creates something different, if you know what I mean. So yeah. It's dope.
I'm so excited for this show. You've got incredible artists opening for you as well. Shiraz.
Yeah.
Who just released a killer album.
Yeah, I've been hearing it harder on your guys' station.
It's so good. Dope. Yeah, it's such a good record. And also Juju Lips, who's, about to have a huge year as well,
yeah,
I reckon.
She only got one song out. She's playing all these shows. So, like, yeah, I remember I seen some videos. I've never seen her live in person, but my manager and that kept on sending me videos of her performances and stuff. And I was like, yo, she's cool. And I mentor, like, music programs during the week and stuff like that. And she came to one of them, like, last year or the year before last year. And I was like, yo, she's special. So it's, like, an honor to have her on. And I also got Yassi Music. He's also from Avondale, going to be joining me. And Uzi Vanna, going to be DJing as well. So,
oh, yeah. Sick. That's going to be a really huge lineup. I think this is going to be a special evening, Mello. As you said, like, you know, you work a lot of your day job, quote unquote, your weekday job maybe, is with, like, young people who are also interested in music and coming through that space. What does that feel like when you're reflecting on your own making afterwards? It must be an inspiring process.
Yeah, it's cool because it's like, it's refreshing. Like, sometimes I'll be so uninspired, and then I'll go to the program and, like, there's like 16-year-olds out rapping you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Oh man, I need to step it up. So it's like, it's a real cool to see, like, what I guess, like, what our country has to offer in terms of talent. And it's cool to be able to nurture that and create something out of it and kind of help build them up, because I feel like it's just going to get better and better.
Yeah, totally. Well, I reckon we should have a listen to the unbelievable collaboration with Bootsy Collins. Mello, we'll see you on Saturday night at the Hollywood Avondale.
Bless. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Peace.
Here's my man Mello Downs. Yeah. Giving it up pound for pound. That righteous rap on.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grew up with my grandma and grandpops. Respect your elders like the way you do your laptops. Just another have-not who has got a lot of love for my community. One day we'll hit the jackpot. Rainbows of golden glitter. Write my name in the boldest letters. Open up these golden doors I wasn't told to enter. 3 grams of gasoline, talking to the genie, trying to make a wish. I killed the beat, no witnesses, but now you see me. Dreadlocks hanging from my beanie, bitch, we every day. Put the Bootsy Collins on and let it play. My spirit animals a pimp, probably in the fifth dimension, fucking bitches eating shrimp, yeah. Third eye open, take a glimpse, light side, you are now in the presence of a prince.
Yeah, you'd always catch me with a super freak, stepping fast, cause I got a slow leash.
Sometimes it's how it be,
sometimes it's how it be, baby.
Catch me at the cash box, chilling out there, trying to get the bag, bitch, get on my way. I can be a savage if y'all won't play.
Sometimes it's how it be.
Trust no how it's, she ain't my shorty. Dipping through the stove before we hit the party. Know some real cheese just in case it don't pay.
Sometimes it's how it be. That's how it be, baby.
Show us love. Link up, cause we got the formula. Ain't a slave. Authority, just think that's all we are. Truth be told, ancestors were dripping out in gold. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Taking off her bra while we in the whip. In my face, she be on that Polynesian diva shit. As pretty as they come, I gotta let her bounce. Tell me more, they just wanna know what's your life about. 50K stash, so I know we safe. Ego tripping, cause my fit ridiculous. What can I say? Red wine sipping over sunsets in LA. There gon' be some drama if you're fucking with my family. Shit, wake up and take a glimpse. Light side, you are now in the presence of a prince.
What I'm talking about.
Sometimes it's how it be.
Sometimes it's how it be, baby.
Catch me at the cash box, chilling out there. Trying to get the bag, bitch, get on my way. I can be a savage if y'all won't play.
Sometimes it's how it be.
Never trust no hoe, she ain't my shorty. Dipping through the store before we hit the party. Know some real cheese just in case it don't pay.
Sometimes it's how it be. Captain Obvious here.
It's Captain Obvious.
And I just wanna funk you, my dear. And I wanna make one thing clear. You're my leading lady.
I'm gonna put some more wood in your face.
like a light while I'm funking you tonight.
So pretty and debonair. Watch your personal stash. You dig? Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.